Raphael, an angel and part-time rare book dealer. Satan, a fallen angel, the adversary. Beelzebub, a likewise fallen angel and prince of hell. Hastur, a fallen angel and duke of hell. Ligur, likewise a fallen angel and duke of hell. Crowley, an angel who did not so much fall as saunter vaguely downwards. Apocalyptic horse persons. Death. War. Famine. Pollution. Humans. Thou shalt not commit adultery, Pulsifer, a witch-finder. Agnes Nutter, a prophetess. Newton, Pulsifer, wages clerk and witch-finder private. Anathema device, practical occultist and professional descendant. Shadwell, witch-finder sergeant. Madam Tracy, painted Jezebel, mornings only, Thursdays by arrangement, and medium. Sister Mary Loquacious, a satanic nun of the Chattering Order of St. Beryl. Mr. Young, a father. Mr. Tyler, a chairman of a residence association. A delivery man. Them. Adam, an antichrist. Pepper, a girl. Wensleydale, a boy. Brian, a boy. Full chorus of Tibetans, aliens, Americans, Atlanteans, and other rare and strange creatures of the last days. And dog, satanical hellhound and cat warrior. 11 years ago. Current theories on the creation of the universe state that, if it were created at all and didn't just start, as it were, unofficially, it came into being between 10 and 20,000 million years ago. By the same token, the Earth itself is generally supposed to be about 4,500 million years old. These dates are incorrect. Medieval Jewish scholars put the date of the creation at 3760 BC. Greek Orthodox theologians put creation as far back as 5508 BC. These suggestions are also incorrect. Archbishop James Usher, 1580-1656, published Annales Veteris et Novi Testamenti in 1654, which suggested that the heaven and earth were created in 4004 BC. One of his aides took the calculation further and was able to announce triumphantly that the earth was created on Sunday, the 21st of October, 4004 BC, at exactly 9 a.m., because God liked to get work done early in the morning while he was feeling fresh. This, too, was incorrect, by almost a quarter of an hour. The whole business with the fossilized dinosaur skeletons was a joke the paleontologists haven't seen yet. This proves two things. Firstly, that God moves in extremely mysterious, not to say circuitous, ways. God does not play dice with the universe. He plays an ineffable game of his own devising, which might be compared, from the perspective of any of the other players, i.e. everybody, to being involved in an obscure and complex version of poker in a pitch-dark room with blank cards for infinite stakes, with a dealer who won't tell you the rules, and who smiles all the time. Secondly, the Earth's a Libra. The astrological prediction for Libra in the Your Stars Today column of the Tadfield Advertiser on the day this story begins read as follows. Libra, 24 September to 23 October. You may be feeling run down and always in the same old daily round. Home and family matters are highlighted and are hanging fire. Avoid unnecessary risks. A friend is important to you. Shelve major decisions until the way ahead seems clear. You may be vulnerable to a stomach upset today, so avoid salads. Help could come from an unexpected quarter. This was perfectly correct on every count, except for the bit about the salads. It wasn't a dark and stormy night. It should have been, but that's the weather for you. For every mad scientist who's had a convenient thunderstorm just on the night his great work is finished and lying on the slab, there have been dozens who've sat around aimlessly under peaceful stars while Igor clocks up the overtime. But don't let the fog, with rain later, temperatures dropping to around 45 degrees, give anyone a false sense of security. Just because it's a mild night doesn't mean that dark forces aren't abroad. They're abroad all the time. They're everywhere. They always are,